two lawmakers introduced a group of bills today designed to fix issues within the Alaska National Guard. Anchorage Democrats Chris Tuck and Bill Wilikowski made the announcement at a press conference inside the new Legislative Information Office in downtown Anchorage. The first of the three bills aims to change reporting procedures in the Guard for crimes like sexual assault. It would also protect victims from retaliation and prosecute criminal cases in civilian, not military courts. Retired Lieutenant Ken Blaylock blew the whistle on crimes within the Guard and says the measure would eliminate inappropriate actions that have been taking place for 20 years.
This type of thing would force a record of that, because you have a lot of leaders that make statements, but they don't produce paperwork with a signature on it saying, I'm the one who made this decision. So things are just dropped, and a victim comes forward and complains and is basically ignored.
Another bill revises the Uniform Code of Military Justice that guides legal procedures within the Guard. Senator Wilikowski says the highly technical document hasn't changed since statehood.
Right now, when there are offenses in the Guard, they're typically handled as personnel actions. By adding and changing the Uniform Code of Military Justice, we would be creating a criminal justice system within the Guard. I know people are concerned about cost. We've talked with Guard members. We think this can be handled by and large with the resources that the Guard has.
A third bill creates a legal mechanism for private companies to give veterans priority in hiring. No Republicans have signed on to the legislation. Representative Tuck says the absence of any Republican co-sponsors has more to do with timetables than with politics.
This isn't a one party versus the other party type of legislation. This is doing something that's best for all of Alaska. So we hope that going forward that we'll have a lot of support and a lot of ideas coming from the whole legislature.
The legislative session in Juneau starts Tuesday.